a cool lightning layer and see where the storms are moving. And, of course, push notifications for any severe weather alerts instantly wherever you are. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Governor Kay Ivey says the state has updated an agreement with county sheriffs to end a practice that lets some of them pocket state money left over from inmate food programs. The new agreement states that sheriffs must agree funds will only be spent on preparing food, serving food, and other services related to the feeding of prisoners. Students from Booker T. Washington Magnet High School in Montgomery will not be in school this week after a fire destroyed part of the school early Saturday morning. Classes will resume at Hainville Road School on August 27th. And Montgomery City Council could vote this week on a proposal to cut back on the number of days trash is collected. Mayor Todd Strange says cutting back the service will help balance the budget. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
I'm just your average, everyday, hardworking plumber. But when it comes to my business, only the best. Like commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive. They help design a customized insurance solution that gets the job done right. Just like me.
An actor trying to sound like a plumber. Excruciating. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided and serviced by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated in third-party insurers.
Hey folks, Dierks Bentley here. If you've seen one of my concerts, you know I'm all about energy. Performing, recording, traveling, being a husband and a father, it's a busy life. And I need to be 100% every day. So when my battery starts running low, I grab a sugar-free, vitamin-packed 5-hour energy shot. It tastes great, and it gets me back to 100% fast. Try it. It could work for your busy life, too. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Hey, Dave, can we please turn that down?
The music? Music helps create a more productive work environment.
But Dave, I think it depends on what kind of music you play.
Of course it does. This music helps me drown out your whining. There, that's better.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The president pushing back against a story in the New York Times that says White House counsel Don McGahn spoke for some 30 hours over 3 days to investigators with special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe.
Severe weather in Oklahoma sends fans to the hospital after a concrete structure collapses on them.
At the the movies.
So your family is rich?
Crazy Rich Asians taking the top spot at the box office.
Mike Pompeo is extending condolences to the family of former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan.
Police forced to keep the peace in Seattle after a group of gun rights supporters came face-to-face with counter-protesters.
More than 2 million Muslims are in Saudi Arabia for the annual Hajj pilgrimage.
Late word out of Afghanistan that President Ghani has announced a conditional ceasefire with the Taliban.
Adults who never smoked have a higher risk of dying early if they grew up with parents who did smoke.
Red alert for flooding has been lifted in southern India.
The Brazilian government is sending troops to the border with Venezuela where there have been clashes.
The hyphen, Webster's dictionary defines, is a symbol used to divide a compound word or a single word. So it seems to me that when a man calls himself an Afro-American, a Mexican-American, Italian-American, an Irish-American, Jewish-American, what he's saying is, I'm a divided American. Well, we all came from other places, different creeds, different races, to form a nation, to become as one. Yet look at the harm a line has done. A simple little line, and yet as divisive as a line can get. A crooked cross the Nazis flew, and the Russian hammer and sickle, too. Time bombs in the lives of men. But none of these could ever fan the flames of hatred faster than the hyphen. The Russian hammer built a wall that locks men's hearts from freedom's call. Crooked cross flew overhead above 20 million tragic dead. Among them, men from this great nation who died for freedom's preservation. A hyphen is a line that's small. It can be a bridge or be a wall. A bridge can save you lots of time. A wall you always have to climb. The road to liberty lies true. A hyphen's use is up to you. Used as a bridge, it can span all the differences of man. Being free in mind and soul should be our most important goal. If you use the hyphen as a wall, you'll make your life mean and small. An American is a special breed whose people came to her in need. They came to her that they might find a world where they'd have peace of mind, where men are equal and something more. Stand taller than they stood before. So you be wise in your decision, and that little line won't cause division. Let's join hands with one another, for in this land each man's your brother. United we stand, divided we fall. We're Americans, and that says it all.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. 78 degrees outside. Stock market is up 99 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself. The one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How are you doing today, big guy?
Oh, I'm good. I'm very, very good.
I want to tell you something. I had a gastrological amazing weekend.
Oh, yes.
Menageer on Friday night.
And gastrological means food, right?
Right, for my tummy tum tum.
Yes.
Dinner there was one of the best I've had. We did the new snapper dish that was there. It was absolutely incredible. Crab cakes and some amazing wines and drinks. But they kind of started me off. Then they went to get the ribs.
Yeah.
Slab of ribs. Sold 80 slabs by 3 o'clock.
Wow.
I know. And you remember the rain, what the weather was like. And so they sold out, and you guys did a great job. Loved meeting some of the audience that were there in the store and outside. And really appreciate the way that you guys belly up to the proverbial rib bar there, but they were absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible ribs. And you don't need to put anything on them. You just have them, just eat them. But I did have a little dipping bone-sucking sauce on the side. Just kind of dip a little bit of it when I needed it. But that was outstanding. And then I got to brag on Don Duncan All-American Tire, particularly All-American Mike down in Millbrook. Now, they've got four locations, two on Madison Avenue, one on Bell Road. And the new one in Millbrook, which is right behind the McDonald's on Highway 14. And had a friend that had truck problems. Now, let me give you the diagnosis of what it was doing. Because there was a guy who was going to figure it out, and that's All-American Mike. So the air conditioner would blow hot, but when the radiator started going down to where it didn't have much water in it, it started blowing cold.
Hmm.
So it took Mike about 2 hours to figure it out, and then he finally figured it out and did it in a very cost-effective way for her. Instead of taking out the entire dashboard, it's an old truck, so they came to the side of the glove compartment, couldn't really even tell. Had to put a brand new radiator in, and then this thing that kind of flips over from hot to cold, Bendix, I think it's called, and he got all that done. Did it for a reasonable amount of money, because radiators ain't cheap,
right,
as they say. So that's why we call him All-American Mike in Easton, Millbrook. I want to tell you something, guys. You're looking for tires, car care, anything like that, you need to go to Don Duncan, whether you're in Montgomery, but particularly if you're in Millbrook, because the other tire company there, people would tell me, you know, they would treat you like, because they were the only tire company in town. Now, they got some competition in town, and that's Don Duncan, right behind McDonald's, and they are really, really good. Okay, so then I went and had my ribeye steak that I had been marinating I had been aging it for 4 nights.
Ooh, yeah.
It was the prime.
Yeah.
But then what I did, you remember the cost of the shrimp
we were talking about? Oh, yeah, the big old shrimp.
Man, they were absolutely incredible with the steak. Absolutely incredible. So I'm going back tonight and getting some more shrimpers, and I'm going to put it with angel hair pasta and butter with a little bit of garlic in there and cook it on my pan on the oven with the butter. It is going to be absolutely incredible. I'm telling you, I put them on the grill, and I grilled it, and then I put it in the saute pan, and it had kind of the blend of the butter and the peppers and the steak. I'm telling you, they were so sweet. You would really like it.
Yeah,
it's a whole bunch of protein. And it's $12.99 a pound. And I got two shrimp, and it was right at a half a pound for two shrimp. But they were absolutely delicious. Absolutely delicious.
That sounds amazing.
It really is. So hitting that up again for tonight. Then, of course, a lot of adult beverages and things like that. So it was just a fantastic weekend for moi. Let's see which way we want to start. Let's start with the principal. Have you been by?
I haven't been by. I heard about this.
It is unbelievable. And they're tearing it down as we speak. I went by yesterday to go look at it. They had it blocked off, but I got a way to walk over there and looked at it. I'm telling you, Joe, it's devastating. It looks like Dresden. It's just incredible. It looks like a bombed-out part of old London type thing. So let's listen to the principal talking about the school fire.
Tell us, when did you get the call, and describe kind of what was going through your mind as you're hearing those words that the school was on fire.
I received the phone call early Saturday morning, and I was amazed. First of all, I did not believe the call that I was receiving. And when I arrived to the scene, as far back as the interstate, I saw the flames coming out of the building. And all I could think of when I greeted one of my parents and students was, thankfully, no children, no staff members, no first responders were injured. And we're just so thankful for that. Human life is the most important thing.
It was the talk all over town Saturday morning. Folks couldn't believe the pictures and the video. Have you heard any word yet on a possible cause?
Not yet. We have the first responders. We have city officials, state officials. They are working diligently. They've been working since the fire to investigate and to determine the cause. And we are thankful for their dedication. The Montgomery Fire Department, they were on the scene. Police officers were on the scene. And I tell you, they made us very proud for their hard work and their due diligence.
It really was. When I went by there Saturday, it was, they had fire trucks still trying to put water on it. They had Union Street completely blocked off. And then later than this morning, they were actually out there with these cranes, and they were knocking down the walls because they were worried that the walls were going to fall on somebody. I mean, this is a big and old building.
Yeah.
I remember going into that building and had the old heart of pine floors in it, which when those bad boys catch on fire, you got a real issue there. But this is a major blow to MPS. They've got some money sitting aside on $4 million, I think, for an addition that they were going to do to a school that is actually sitting there, but $4 million didn't buy a school.
I'd imagine that there's insurance on something like this, too.
Well, I'm not sure how much they did have of insurance, or because a lot of governments self-insure.
Oh.
But we'll find out in the fullness of time.
I guess we are fortunate there are some vacant school buildings now that are here in Montgomery, but talk about what goes on from now until next Monday to quickly get that school, Haneville Road Elementary School, ready for your students.
Right now we have district staff who are working at Haneville Road in addition to volunteers and Lowe's as well as other partners in education to prepare the building for our students August 27th. Right now, this morning, I will be meeting with our faculty and staff, as well as other personnel, to develop our strategic plan and strategy for moving the students. Because what is most important right now is continuing our motto, excellence in all things, and not interrupting students' learning. So the focus is student learning during the transition. However, we are going to allow the process to be completed regarding our transition prior to August 27th.
And you mentioned we just started the school year and now a full week off for the students. What's your biggest concern about the students and how they handle this week off?
I am very proud of our students. We are engaging them this week in activities. They're going to have bonding activities. In addition to that, just because they're off, they are going to still have homework. So we want them to continue to be engaged in their studies, and we are going to have them engaged in activities. It's interesting, prior to the fire, we had convocation Thursday at Hutchison Street, and all of our student leaders, our club officers, Honor Society officers met to talk about what we could do this year to support not only learning at BTW and excellence at BTW, but across the state and in the community. And they developed plans for goals that we were going to do. So moving to Haneville Road gives us an opportunity at a temporary location to truly see the strength that we garnered at our convocation and that our student leaders also received in their training.
I tell you one thing, when you have a situation like this, it actually brings people together. It's a bonding mechanism. A guy named Smalley wrote a book about this, and if you want to have a bonding experience, have an incident,
yes,
even if you create it. He said what he would do is take youth and he would let the air out of the raft that they were in when they were rafting so they could all experience the, oh my gosh, moment that's there. But I think that's going to make these guys much stronger and be thinking about the things that you're going to put in your yearbook for this year with the fire and all the things built around that. New Start 93.1. Dan Marsh Show will be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
The big
biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Don, who cleared the field behind your house? I know all you have is a lawnmower. I need my fence line and green fields cleared.
Prattville Farm Center. Now they'll bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They said no job is too small.
I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years. I like doing business with hometown folks.
Oh, me too. Prattville Farm Center will get the job done right and get it done quickly.
If you have land that needs to be cleared, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400. That's 365-5400.
It's a Better Buy at Brubaker. Say that three times fast. Hot weather, preseason football, who will the quarterback be this year? We have thousands of cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans to choose from at Brubaker. Chrysler, Dodge, Ram truck, Jeep, Fiat, Kia, and Infiniti in Montgomery and Prattville. The all-new 2019 Infiniti QX50 compact SUV or the redesigned Infiniti QX80 full-size SUV will carry everything to the lake on Labor Day or to the tailgate. Kia, we will not be undersold. It is a Better Buy at Brubaker Kia. Try the third row seat midsize Sorento SUV made just down the road. Ask about the friends and family plan to see if you qualify for additional savings. Have you seen? Have you driven? The all-new redesigned Jeep Wrangler. Smoother, still rugged, the off-road SUV you want. Or Grand Cherokee or Cherokee, its slightly smaller sibling. And don't forget Fiat, the even smaller sibling. It is a Better Buy at Brubaker, all at Brubaker Motors this week. Come experience the Brubaker difference.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
I've got to see you.
This is where we are.
Make up your mind. Your folk are sleeping.
Man, something's been messing around with my microphone again. I love to find kind of interesting stories out here. A prescription for play. Now, this is going to be, like, overly logical to people that are my age. I think it'll be somewhat logical to people that are your age, Joey.
Okay.
But let's listen to the story here.
New guidance out overnight calls on pediatricians to write a prescription for play and for parents to help fill that order. The clinical report from the American Academy of Pediatrics says play is not frivolous, it's brain building. It cites the benefits of unstructured play on brain structure and functioning and its role in building language and math skills and executive functioning and physical and social development. It's all there. Our Dr. Tara Narula is here. Tara, good morning.
Good morning.
I love this study because I read in it, too, that they say they think that play has declined by about 25% in the last few decades. So Explain how it contributes to this healthy development for children.
Maria Montessori, who you know, said play is the work of children. And this is really important in telling us, look, play is not a waste of time. It's extremely valuable in creating a healthy adult in the future, one who's pro-social and adaptive. How does it do that? As you mentioned, it changes brain structure and function at a molecular, cellular level, and behavioral level. It teaches resilience. It mitigates stress. It allows children to learn risk-taking. It nurtures safe and stable relationships with caregivers. And then it does teach cognitive skills, language skills, social emotional skills. And one of the things the report says is 21st century skills. What does that mean? Well, it means creating adults who know how to problem solve, how to be innovative, creative, all the adults that we want to work with when we are older.
Okay, so again, overly logical, but this really is, I mean, for somebody as old as I am, I mean, basically, we didn't want to be inside except for Saturday morning for cartoons and then primetime TV.
Right.
And no, other than that, we were outside.
Well, as much as we talk about the generational differences, that was about the same for myself and how I grew up as a kid. A lot of play outside, a lot of playing sports. I mean, we had video games too, but yeah, it was mostly Saturday morning cartoons. And you go out and you play with folks. And also, interesting enough, in the libertarian community, there's a big move to the unschooling movement and encouraging kids to play, but unstructured. I worry when I hear that phrase, prescription to play. It's like, you're going to play, dang it, and play this way. Sometimes there's too much structuring of a kid's what they're doing.
Well, you're going to get in the second part of this article, there's don't create structure. Exactly. Just let it be. And so that's what it was. And what you do is you learn organizing skills. I mean, we would go out and go play wiffle ball, for example. And so you'd have to organize a team. Or we'd go play baseball and organize a team or basketball. We'd play army type thing.
We even played handball in the cul-de-sac.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones and go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard.
Wow. I'll tell you, where would we be without these people to help guide us?
Well, I tell you what it is. It's not. Don't look at it like that. Look at it that there are a group of people that aren't doing this, and so they need to be told it is okay to do it because they put too much structure on stuff.
Well, these, you know, unfortunately for us, normal people with any brain, and thankfully for us, normal people, they all work in the media, and they need these studies to help them become normal people again.
Again, I think you're approaching this wrong. I think there are a group of people that are too much of a helicopter over their kids, and they don't allow them to go in and do things. They're too protective of them.
Well, yes, and helicopter moms have always been around, but I have a hard time believing it's as widespread as these studies tend to say.
Was your mom a helicopter mom?
Hell no.
I know. You said they've been around for a long time. They've been around for a long time.
Yeah, but there was always one kid or two on the block that had a helicopter.
Yeah, but that, again, that's you went from a blanket statement now to one particular person, but go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'm glad the doctors are prescribing it for for people, and I agree there's too many people who are screen-bound. And anytime I have a customer that bothers me a lot, I just make sure they go to their computer or their iPad, and I never hear from them again the rest of the day, which is really good.
Is that equivalent to an electronic timeout?
Yes, and they're much easier to handle whenever they're pacified like that. So there's a good and a bad side to it, but it's just amazing how dysfunctional some people are becoming independent on all these things to where they need a prescription. And yes, there are a lot of folks like that. I hope this is going to be a passing phase where people will normalize. Do you feel that way, guys?
Well, here's some things that I noticed as my kids were growing up watching other kids. We were very involved in sports, very involved with outdoor play and just doing things. When we went to the beach, it wasn't just sitting in a chair. We were always learning something. My kids were sponges to learn things. But I would watch, they would have friends over, and it was amazing what these kids did not know.
Right, and also, let's not get too down on, say, like, newer technologies and video games, because that requires some ingenuity as well, and also does lead people to, like, cooperate together. Now, it might not be for, like, a handball game like I did as a kid, but it could be we're having a LAN party. That was one phase of my life. It could be now with Pokemon Go, it's apparently made a resurgence where now you have to cooperate with people
right.
in order to achieve certain goals. And so it's interesting how it's developing. Play can come in all sorts of different ways. It doesn't have to be just sports.
Joey, that there's a lot of good sides to that, but I'm sorry. No, the Pokemon and video games is not going to actually compete with actual interaction and creating games and constructing things.
So, I'm saying in order to accomplish a goal, say, in that particular game, you have to interact with people in real life, go meet them in real life, coordinate with them, and how are we going to beat this, say, boss, for instance. Like, you have
that's
to...
That's good.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you guys got some exercise doing that.
Well, I'm not the one doing it. But.
I know you're going to talk about Turkey and Canada and America and Turkey not letting the Muslims back in on Ramadan in the next hour or something. I find this a striking development. Are you familiar with what I'm talking about?
With Turkey and what's going on there? Yeah.
Yeah, Dan is. And I know I'm changing the subject, but I'd like to hear Dr. Soros' impression. There's a lot going on in the Middle East ain't nobody talking about. It's very important. So, interesting subject, guys. I'm going to go do something that requires teamwork and thought process and actual physical activity, and then I'll shut up and go paint. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for your time, man. Newstone 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
I've got to see
your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better.
Are you ready to spark your career? Due to continuing growth, Mr. Electric of Montgomery has immediate openings for full and part-time electricians. If you're a highly motivated, responsible, tidy individual with good work ethics, we want to talk to you. As part of the Mr. Electric team, you'll enjoy an excellent pay plan with extra income potential, ongoing education, and advancement opportunities. Applicants should have 3 to 5 years verifiable residential or commercial experience, plus a good driving record and be able to pass a drug test. Call Dan at Mr. Electric of Montgomery today to set up your interview. Why not work for Mr. Electric? Where?
We're doing great. We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better.
Mr. Electric is an equal opportunity employer.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. An American service member is dead, killed in a chopper crash overnight in Iraq.
U.S. officials tell me there is no evidence as of now that the aircraft was shot down. Several service members were injured. A spokesman for the U.S.-led coalition, Operation Inherent Resolve, issued the following statement, quote, all personnel were recovered and 3 were evacuated for further treatment. The aircraft was conducting a partnered counterterrorism mission.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin. The jury debating for a third third day now on Paul Manafort's guilt or innocence in his tax evasion and bank fraud trial. The judge reiterating that for safety reasons,
the names of the jurors of the six men and six women who are serving on this jury are going to remain under seal.
Fox's Peter Ducey and the First Lady addressing a conference on cyberbullying, encouraging companies to give young people more chances to share ideas and how to be good citizens online. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Best news of the week is a rare summer front is on the way. Hang on. Scattered to numerous storms again today. Just about any time today. In fact, even in the overnight hours tonight. High today in the upper 80s, low tonight around 74. Tomorrow, showers and storms are likely. In fact, locally heavy downpours in some areas. High temperature around 88. Then on Wednesday, mostly sunny behind the front. Less humid. High around 89. Upper 60s on Wednesday night and Thursday looking really nice. You can track the storms today and tomorrow and see where they are and where they're going to be on our free weather app. It's available in the App Store. Plus, you can add a cool lightning layer and see where the storms are moving. And of course, push notifications for any severe weather alerts instantly wherever you are. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
No matter what you are, I will always be with you. Cause no matter what you do, girl.
272-9228, that's where we are.
No matter what you do, I will always be around. Won't you tell me what you
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Randall. Randall, welcome aboard.
Joy, they got to play that music so good. Nobody want to, you know what I mean? You want to keep listening.
I know. Nobody wants to listen to me.
Nobody wants to talk. Want to cut in. I didn't even want to cut in. You didn't want to cut in either. You were sitting there jamming. I could picture you. You weren't saying much. But this way, I can see what Joy's saying. I mean, real talk. I mean, maybe you don't know, but man, we need kids like Jay. I mean, and we need them. I mean, their minds are moving and thinking about other things. And them games are some hand-eye coordination. I mean, factors. And with the NFL crumbling, I mean, some kids might not think they, you know, got a chance to make $1 million doing nothing else but computer coding. And you can't go outside and play and learn computer coding. It just don't mix. I mean. But then my question with you is, where do, like, these apartment complexes, these housing authorities, where do they come in, where they putting up? Because y'all, it either happened on Pike Road, you know, where they saying no kids allowed, you know, without parents under 18 at the pool, no kids at the wash, you know, can't even wash clothes under 18 without your parents. Where do you think that has fallen? Because, I mean, that's right here in Montgomery. I don't tell you how bad it is everywhere else. I mean, I was just curious.
So that takes
away from the kids being away from the parents. So yeah,
I'm
sorry. My bad.
Well, you know, you have mixed things here. You have a problem with 16-year-olds that are out of control, and if you let them sit around in the park, they can create some problems. That's why that 18-year-old thing hit here in Montgomery.
Okay.
Because they're at Vaughn Park, which I used to take my kids to all the time. There have been some terrible incidents there.
Mm.
Okay.
For example, a 16-year-old kid grabbing a much older woman's breast out in the Bone Park. She called the cops, but he took off.
Well, where does that come in with the kids being without their parents? I mean, so that you really, I mean, some kids might not be on place they can go. I'm just asking questions because everybody don't live in the country. I mean, some people are surrounded by concrete. So if you can't be without your parents, I mean,
I think the problem is you know, you as a parent need to have a constructed place to go. It's not, you know, the city is offering up something called a park to the citizens, but then when citizens abuse it, then they put restrictions on it. But you as a parent need to kind of, you know, get your kid out and about and socializing versus being with bad influences.
I agree. I just curious, but I mean, some parents are bad influence. That's the problem. So the
some parents are you know, AWOL. They're just not parenting. They don't give a damn.
Well, and if you can afford it, you can just send your kid to Montessori school. This is based off of.
Well, it was good talking with y'all, man. I hope kids got to play more. But that Pokemon game, that ain't telling the kids that got out of the house that ain't never been out of the house in two or three years, you know. So I'm happy for them. We'll see y'all.
Thanks.
Well, and sometimes I heard this, I can't remember who said it the other day, but the phrase was, the kids are all right. Generally, for as much, because this happens with every generation, talking about the younger generation, what's up with them? I mean, that's always happened. But I generally think kids will be fine, not every particular kid, and there does need to be some, you know, guidance and some protection. If a kid has no structure whatsoever, that can be an issue. But I think sometimes we overthink this.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think what we do is it's like Dr. Spock would say, you know, love them, feed them, and leave them alone.
Yeah.
Type thing. That's what you basically his prescription. And I think we got into, particularly when my kids were coming up, you got too much into the helicopter and parents, and they wanted their child to have all these experiences. Now, I think Gymboree and all that thing was good.
Right.
But that doesn't substitute for actually going and doing things.
Now, my mom and dad, my mom in particular, they would, you know, make dates like we're going to the park, like we're going to go do this, yeah, we're going to go on a vacation or go camping. But generally, and they would set high standards of school. But then after that, it was like, you can do what you want. So they pretty much gave me a lot of free room to run as long as I, you know, lived up to their very high, my mom's in particular, very high standards. I didn't feel like I was smothered by any means. I feel like I came out properly warped.
You probably came out pretty okay.
No, I went wrong in, you know, like college.
So once you kind of got out from away from the apron swings, you went crazy.
Yeah.
Oh. And see, I had a lot of friends that were like that. Their parents were too controlling, yeah, and they were always in there, you know what. And so when they went off to school, boom, they went crazy.
Well, for me, it wasn't like I went nuts in college. It was more like I was excited to now direct my own studies and learning, and you run up again, no knock against Auburn necessarily, maybe I picked the wrong school, but they didn't offer the things I wanted to do, and it's like, okay, now you get to take all these classes you took in high school again, like all the general courses, and it just was demoralizing, and I got into the bad habit of, what difference does this make? I'll graduate eventually. And that's a bad habit. I admit it. I did graduate, and it was a weird habit of, like, if a class I was interested in that was challenging, I'd get an A. If it was something I had to do that was, like, basic math, I wouldn't show up.
Yeah, one thing I've discovered is college needs to stretch you.
Yeah.
And college, Wofford College, stretched me because it was much harder than Jeff Davis. But I loved it. I love the challenge of it. This is in the second part of the prescription for play.
Hey, yeah, and you say, because I am a big fan of Montessori, yes, schools. My kids go to a Montessori school. What kind of play, though, are we talking about?
So the play that they mention, with the way they define it, is essentially play that's self-motivated, that where the kids are actively engaged and where there's joyful discovery. So it tends to be fun, spontaneous, with no real goals. And really, they say that play starts at the earliest ages at birth, and that's where you're interacting with your baby. They smile, you smile back. This teaches sort of nonverbal skills. And it goes all the way up through, you know, their teen years. And essentially, pediatricians should give a prescription for play at every well visit until the age of two. And play can be play with objects. It can be outdoor play, physical rough and tumble play, and then social dramatic make-believe play. And you don't need expensive toys or devices. You can use wooden spoons at home, boxes. There's so many cheap and simple things that can become play for kids in your house.
Like if your child is getting a pot and a pan and just banging it and do that. That's play.
Let them do that. And they say the more you have our hands off, really don't give them instructions and allow them to kind of be curious on their own. And what they call is more guided interaction with the parent and scaffolding. So you let your kid play, you watch them, and then you kind of give them clues and help them where they need help.
And let them be bored. They have to be bored to solve it with the creativity that builds these pathways.
That's exactly right. You don't always need to fill in the spaces every time. Let them explore. Let them innovate and create.
You know, again, going back to some an old fogey like me, I mean, you know, you could go get a wiffle ball and a bat, and that you could that would keep you entertained for weeks out there. And the most expensive thing you owned was your bicycle.
Right.
That got you everywhere that you needed to go.
Well, and they mentioned, like, you know, playful discovery and fun. I've with my generation, we did the wiffle ball and the bat. I remember, and I think the after-school care supervisors hated it, but we'd be like, we're digging a hole this afternoon, right? Oh, yeah, and we're building a fort, too. Yeah!
Exactly.
And we're killing the ants. Stop trying to kill the ants, guys. We got people for that. But then we also had the video games, but some of these video games hold up to today, like the Mario games and the Zelda and Pokemon. It allowed you to be creative and to discover things and teach you new things without having to actually go on an adventure across the
world. Yeah, I think the key is that is a child interacting with others. And boy, am I. You know, I'll give you an example. Darts became really big. And so we would have dart fights. And there was a black gun and there was a red guns out there. And the only thing that happened is my mom made us wear our goggles that we would go snorkeling in so we wouldn't poke each other's eyes out because we would get hit in the eye and your eye would be all swollen.
No, these are darts? Like I'm trying
dart,
to...
Like a dart gun with a plunger thing on the end?
Okay, yes. No, I know what you mean. Yeah. Yeah, of course.
And then the other thing that happened is there were something called bean guns. And you take beans and you put them in the gun and you would shoot at each other. And again, you'd hit people in the eyes and that kind of stuff. But it was so funny. Around Cloverdale, where we'd have these bean gun fights, all of a sudden there was this bumper crop of beans popping up about a month later.
Oh,
and the school was kind of good. They were going like, where do these beans come from?
We
don't know.
And also, I have some of the fondest memories with my dad and my uncles playing like horse. You know, playing basketball, playing horse, or throwing the baseball, or playing football in the backyard.
Oh, baseball
running
was
routes.
Everything.
You know, and I mean, just great fun memories. But also, with my uncle and dad, we'd play like Mario Kart, and that'd be interactive, and like, oh man, tales from that too. So, I mean, it's just a matter of taking the time and just seeing what happens, having fun.
Yeah, exactly. Versus being too much of a helicopter parent, which, and trying to protect your kid too much.
Yeah.
I'll give you an example. We were down at the beach, and I would love going snorkeling with my kids down the beach and finding fun stuff to bring up and show to other kids. And we got caught in a rip current.
Mm.
And so I used it as a teaching lesson, and we were sitting there, and it was pulling us out, and I was talking to them, and they were getting a little nervous, and they were kind of like, we need to get in here. I said, well, what we do is you do the thing you don't think you need to do. Don't swim towards the shore. Swim sideways, 90-degree angle. And they did that. And that was a great lesson for them to learn.
Right.
And they picked that up. And so that was a keeper for the rest of their lives. News on 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
The Dan Moore Show.
No matter what you are,
Story News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche-certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip James, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
That's where we are. Let's venture down into Venezuela and the issues that are kind of going on down there. They're really in a crisis situation. This is something that's not getting reported on much at all. And they have got a really bad problem. Let's listen in.
Venezuela's socialist economy spiraling out of control as shocking images come to light of citizens battling for basic everyday goods. Not exactly a ringing endorsement of socialism. Experts estimating annual inflation in Venezuela will be 1,000,000% by the end of this year. Here to break down the impact this is going to have for the cost of everyday items, we've got Daniel Geltrude from MST Geltrude and Company. You know, we were hearing so many people on the political left talk about how great socialism is, and yet when you look at how much stuff costs, it's shocking.
It's just incredible. And let's follow up on that point you just made. Mm-hmm. The International Monetary Fund talking about 1,000,000% increase in goods over an annual period. Can you imagine that? How about this? You know what that means? That means if you're buying like a bar of soap for carrots.
If you were to buy this number of carrots, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 carrots, it would be 3 million bolivars, which would be the equivalent of $12.
But the 1,000,000%, how about this? If this cost
$12 for carrots.
Well, if it cost $1 at the beginning of the year, that type of inflation, it would cost you $10,000 by the end of the year. How could anybody afford to live like that?
Okay, so they're going kind of, I mean, this thing's going crazy. And so the president of Venezuela, the guy that they allegedly had the assassination attempt.
Maduro.
He's going to start putting in government sanctions that are going to me and to you, are going to even worsen the problem.
Yes.
And this is where government cannot go in and take an economy and start trying to manage it, because you don't have enough money, because people are going to stop working because you're trying to give them too much through social programs, and inflation starts going crazy. I mean, this is all caused by government itself. Let's listen to the second part of this.
Find out how much some of the other everyday items are going to cost. For instance, when it comes to, I think, toilet paper, a single roll of toilet paper, 2.6 million bolivars, which would be about $10.50 for a single roll of toilet paper in a socialist country.
That may be the most disturbing fact of anything, Steve. I mean, how does this happen? When you look at where you go with socialism, it's a plain fact.
Right.
Eventually, you run out of other people's money. You just can't collect enough taxes. Right. What happens? The government starts to print more and more money, mm-hmm. and therefore it literally becomes valueless.
Right. And the big worry is in Venezuela, because it sounds like Maduro wants to make sure everybody gets a minimum wage, employers will not be able to pay their employees, especially when, take a look, a pack of diapers would be 8 million bolivars, which is the equivalent of $32.
Absolutely incredible.
Million bolivars.
Steve, here's your campaign ad if you're running against a democratic socialist. This is all you need to show people, because government can't give you everything.
But there's a big difference between Venezuela and the United States.
Absolutely. But listen, here's what's causing this problem. Overspending. Does that sound familiar? Increasing in the minimum wage. You're talking about Maduro's proposal,
right,
taking minimum wage of about 50 cents, moving it to $30. That's a tax on businesses. Yeah. How are they going to be able to afford that?
Okay. My theory of one reason that the media is not playing this as big as it is because it is talking about social programs. And they don't want to kind of get into the middle of this, well, this kind of thing doesn't work.
Well, and I saw an article, and it keeps occurring. New places are publishing it, but I saw it last week. The government of Venezuela is trying to fight this hyperinflation, Dan. It's not an Onion article. It's not a joke article. By cutting off 50 from their currency, they're releasing a new currency called the Sovereign Bolivar, and the new paper bills will have two coins and paper denominations ranging from 2 to 500. The lowest represents, the two represents $200,000, or current 200,000 bolivar price buying power, whereas the 500 is now to replace the 50 million buying power. So their solution is to just cut off the zeros. That's cartoon stuff.
How about going from 60 cents an hour to $35 an hour?
It's insane. And they're going to raise the price of fuel, hoping they'll bring in more money internationally.
Well, they are a very big oil exporter out there, and the oil is pretty easy to get to.
But if you raise it too much, it doesn't make it as marketable.
Oh, no, it doesn't work here, because it's a fungible market that's out there. I mean, how do you compete with West Texas crude type thing, or Mexico? So this is a classic example of people screwing government up. Let's go to David. David, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
You mean like Democrats?
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, you know, also, they've started having problems off the coast of Venezuela in the Gulf of Mexico with Venezuelan pirates raiding ships.
Yeah. And let me tell you something. This is going to, when people cannot eat, things are going really badly.
Like Somalia?
Yeah, there you go.
Well, and if the government's controlling what can come into the country, whether foreign currencies or other things or goods, it makes sense that gives an incentive for piracy. That if you can steal these goods and sell them on the black market.
Yeah. I mean, you know that there's got to be a black market for oil in Venezuela like there is in Africa.
Right.
You know, where you have people stealing oil and just, you know, creating an eco-disaster in the process, you know, kind of a thing. So, you know, unfortunately, socialist America.
Uh-oh.
David, did we lose you, buddy?
No, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
No, you just broke up at the very end of your last statement.
Can you hear me?
I can now.
Okay, sorry about that. Yeah, I must have went through a bad cell. Unfortunately, the socialists here in America, you know, they really believe, if you listen to them, that, oh, well, nobody's really done socialism right in the past.
Yeah, that's exactly their argument.
Yeah, and we've got the money and the intelligence to really make it work. And that's how they're basing, you know, their emotional plea to America, is that, you know, yeah, if we just have America's money to do it and our intellect, it'll work. And it's like, give me a break.
Really?
anyway, have a good one.
Thanks. Have a great day. News Time 93.1. Dan Morris Show, we're going to be back after a top of the hour break, but David is exactly right. That is their argument. That's why I think the media goes, well, they're just doing it wrong.